Pennsylvania residents says massive turnout in presidential elections change equations in favor of the nation. Iran's parliament speaker points out that West is using Iran's nuclear issue as a pretext for illegal acts. Iranian MP highlights that enrichment suspension is Iran's red line in talks. Explosion kills and injures scores of people in Syria. And bomb blast kills at least 9 Afghans in eastern Ladakh province. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of IYN and English News with me, Niwas Hitzos. The Iranian president has reiterated that people's massive turnout in the upcoming presidential election will resolve problems and change all equations to the benefit of the Iranian nation. Addressing his cabinet ministers, governors, generals, staff of the relative ministries, and heads of the government organizations on Monday, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said elections in Iran is not a political tool in the hands of politicians and men of power. He noted that, as reiterated in the Constitution, the country should be administered based on people's will. Highlighting the remarks by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the president stressed that participation of all political parties in the elections will create a vast variety of options and choices for the nation to select their favorite individual. Lauding the efforts of the cabinet members, Ahmadinejad advised officials to continue rendering services to people up to the last minute in office. Meanwhile, he cautioned that enemies of the Iranian nation try to bring people to their knees through economic sanctions and psychological warfare, but to no avail. He underscored that the great Iranian nation thwarted all plots hatched by the enemies. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Afghan powers are currently in a position of weakness, stressing the importance of establishing a world free of aggression and bullying. Ahmadinejad made a remark in a meeting with the visiting president of the Nicaraguan National Assembly, René Nunes Telles, in Tehran. He argued that today, the revolutionary spirit is spreading across the world, and this issue is not only seen in the Latin America, but also on all continents. The president also urged revolutionary governments and nations to strengthen cooperation and interaction in order to resist the pressure exerted by foreign powers. Ahmadinejad added that the dollar-based monetary system is constantly transferring U.S. problems to other nations and the wealth of these nations to the U.S. The Iranian president added that this is, in fact, this is a systematic theft which prevents the access of countries and nations to benefits. For his part, the Nicaraguan National Assembly president says his country will always defend ideals and rights of the Iranian nation in all international circles. René Nunes Telles praised Tehran's considerable progress in various fields and added that Managua has always censured anti-Iran sanctions. The Speaker of Iran's Majlis or the Parliament says Western countries have used the Iranian nuclear issue as a pretext for their illegal acts. Ali Larijani said Westerners have applied different theories such as military and political measures against the Iranian nation in recent years. Larijani noted that the West uses the capacity of sanctions to hurt the Iranian nation. He expressed confidence that Iran's political issue with the West cannot be resolved through bargaining. He emphasized that the country must move towards economic might. The speaker added that the country's economic development would alter the outcome of political and international equations. The spokesman for Iran's Majlis National Security and Foreign Policy Committee has described the suspension of enrichment activities as Tehran's red line in talks with the P5+1. Sayyid Hossein Naghavi Hosseini said, "No one can make Iran halt or suspend its enrichment program." He added that negotiations over this issue are one of the red lines, but it is still as possible to negotiate over the level of enrichment. The Iranian lawmaker pointed out that Iran will itself seek to provide any level of enriched uranium needed by the country's nuclear industry. Now in Syria, at least 25 people have been killed and around 80 others injured after a car bomb hit central Damascus. Syrian National Television said terrorists detonated a car bomb near a school in the capital. Children are believed to be among the dead and wounded.
The timing of such an act comes as a result of the tremendous achievements of the Syrian Arab Army in both Damascus and in all other provinces. This action will never deter the Syrian people from continuing their resistance. It's a painful scene, wounds, blood and pain, but at the same time there is a beautiful picture drawn by the Syrians in their cohesion with the army and the security forces. Those forces, you can see the features of the coming victory in their eyes.
Pro-Palestinian activists say they will go ahead with a lawsuit against the Zionist regime for a fatal 2010 attack on their Gaza-bound flotilla. Activists made a remark ahead of an official compensation talks between Turkey and the Zionist regime scheduled for Thursday this week. Activists said they will not discuss compensation or give up on the trials until the blockade over Gaza is removed. On May 2010, the Zionist military forces attacked a Freedom Flotilla in international waters in the Mediterranean Sea, killing 9 Turkish nationals and injuring 50 others. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Iranian president says massive turnout in presidential elections changed questions in favor of the nation. Iran's parliament speaker points out that West is using Iran's nuclear issue as a pretext for illegal acts. Iranian MP highlights that enrichment suspension is Iran's red line in talks. Explosion kills and injures scores of people in Syria. And bomb blast kills at least 9 Afghans in eastern Ladakh province. Mass protests were held in cities across Spain and the country's embassies around the world against high rate of unemployment. Thousands marched in central Madrid to highlight the issue, which they say has forced many youths to go abroad to find work.
We are not going to pay for this crisis. It is one of the slogans chanted today in Madrid. Spain has a 26% of unemployment rate, but the situation is even worse for the youngs. One out of two youngs under 25 cannot find a job. But not just young people was demonstrating today. The solutions to overcome the crisis don't give many choices to the young Spaniards. But the problem is not just for the youngs. The immigration of the best prepared generation is also a big problem for all.
For Spain as country, I think it's a bad thing because all the money that has been spent in this education for all of us, now we are going out, we are making jobs, taking jobs other places.
Greeks once again have taken to the streets to protest against austerity measures. A correspondent in the capital Athens has a scoop.
Troika representatives swore back to Athens, left the prime minister's office in the early afternoon on Sunday. Antonis Samaras will continue his consultation with other officials in order to conclude on a common positioning toward the troika. And while the political elite was meeting with Greece's creditors, people were taking to the streets once again, raising their voice against austerity measures. In the meanwhile, new reports from sources within the Ministry of Finance suggested that the ongoing negotiations with the Troika are currently focusing on the trimming of civil servant numbers, property tax implementation, and the NBG-Eurobank merger. According to the latest breaking news, the Prime Minister himself met with the representatives of the Troika, who accepted for the first time the hiring of 1,000 new civil servants to replace the departure of as many public sector employees who have broken the code of conduct and have to be removed from the public payroll. The stinging issue of civil servants, and especially the firing of employees in breach of the code of conduct, is considered a prerequisite for the disbursement of the March and April bailout tranches. While negotiations are heating up behind closed doors, protesters continue their marches and protests. As they say, with or without lenders and international creditors, the government has to take into account that behind numbers there are people, and behind people, families. While Prime Minister Antonis Samaras was meeting with representatives of the Troika of international creditors who came back to Athens to check on the progress made by the Greek government, protesters at the very same time gathered outside the Ministry of Finance to protest against rising taxes and the protracted measures of austerity imposed upon them. The main theme of the placards of protesters was that they're not willing to pay any additional taxes or accept any additional measures in their daily lives. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
While the Portuguese people are still struggling with inconvenient economic conditions, they face new financial corruption cases which involve millions of euros, this time in health sector. Our colleague in Lisbon has more on the issue.
The Minister of Health revealed last week there are several cases of fraud under investigation involving the prescription of medicines, diagnosis and therapy. These frauds in the health sector correspond to an amount of more than 100 million euros. After several attempts during the last days to obtain a declaration from the Ministry of Health, it was denied to EDN TV, claiming they couldn't talk about cases under investigation. People in the streets, however, don't seem to be surprised about this and denounce the corruption in this sector. Meanwhile, the Minister of Justice announced 25 million euros of frauds detected during the last 12 months, but said there are more investigations in process.
Besides this case of fraud in the national health system, there are more cases under investigation, this time related with Social Security. It is said that they account more than 5 million euros and that they involve pensions and allowances. Inês Sutil, Shabaka Kebar, Lisbon.
Nearly 6 million jobs have been lost in the European Union since 2008. International Labour Organization in a report on Monday said in 2012 the employment rate across the EU jumped to 57.6%. ILO added that this shows there's still a deficit of 5.9 million jobs to restore employment rates to their pre-crisis levels. International Labour Organization further said Europe's official unemployment stood at 26.3 million, that is 10.2 million more than 2008. The organization highlighted that deterioration of employment accelerated in 2012, as companies favor part-time and temporary contracts. Turkish police fired water cannon, tear gas and pepper spray to disperse thousands of activists protesting against the government. Riot police clashed with thousands of people who had gathered in front of a Turkish courthouse in Istanbul to show their support for 275 people in trial for attempting to overthrow the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. 64 of the defendants, including journalists, politicians, and retired generals, faced life in prison terms for their involvement in an alleged plot in 2003, aiming to trigger a military takeover.
There is no ambulance at this courthouse. Because of that, I had to treat wounded protesters. Some of them were in bad condition. They fired tear gas even in the courthouse. How come a lot of policemen and gendarmes were inside the courthouse? It looked like a jail, not a courthouse.
Yeah. And on that note, we come to wrap up this edition of IYN and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.